You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at wearelibertarians.com.
The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is liberty. Each week, we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty. Rock and roll.
Hey there, Liberty lovers. This is Mark Clare of the Lions of Liberty podcast, where we strive to bring you great conversations about the ideas of liberty 3 days a week, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Check us out at lionsofliberty.com.
Hey guys, this is Roger Paxton, and if you're fed up with the government running every single aspect of your life, but you're not listening to the Lava Flow podcast yet, then what's wrong with you? Check us out at thelavaflow.com, or just go back to sucking up to the government. The Lava Flow Podcast, striking the root every single episode.
I want to tell you about our sponsor. We are taking sponsors now, and I just want to say thank you to everybody. 812 Farms couldn't be happier about being a sponsor of this program. You guys have gone above and beyond. Like I said in the last episode, I couldn't imagine anybody would actually go and talk to a hop farm in Columbus, Indiana. But you guys have bought home hops. Home brewers have been buying hops like crazy from 812 Farms in Columbus, Indiana, and liking their Facebook page.
Hopefully ordering permafrost at the tap down on Mass Ave.
Yep. So thank you guys so much for supporting our advertiser. They supply home brewers and commercial breweries with locally grown hops, and they're in the process of starting a destination brewery down there in Bartholomew County. They're using all Indiana-grown ingredients, and they want to build a brew pub that honors the farmers of Indiana. And they're going to build a wedding barn, an event center, a restaurant, a brewery, an indoor hydroponics vegetable garden, and overnight lodging over the course of the next few years. So they're doing big things down there in Columbus, Indiana, and right now they're doing hop sales and beer infusion events. With bars, so if you own a bar, then please hit them up. If you're a patron to a bar here in Central Indiana, please get with your favorite bar and get with 812 Farms. You guys are the best. Thank you so much for supporting them, and we thank you for everything that you guys do to support us.
We are supported by listeners like you. Donate per month or make a one-time donation through PayPal or Patreon at WeAreLibertarians.com.
Welcome to We Are Libertarians. I'm your host, Chris Spangle. We Are Libertarians brings you all of the irreverence modern politics deserves. We explain to you what the hell is happening in our world today and how we can fix it by thinking differently. This is a podcast brought to you by the We Are Libertarians Network. We have many shows, so please search for us in iTunes. Please be sure to rate and review us in iTunes while you're there. Like us on Facebook, share this episode with friends, and support us through PayPal or Patreon at WeAreLibertarians.com. We're supported by listeners like you, so $1 per episode by pledging $5 a month helps us grow. We're always taking your questions and comments via email at editor@wearelibertarians.com. Normally we say at this time, skip 20 minutes ahead if you just want to get straight to the facts and figures. The first 20 minutes is always a little chit-chat, maybe a little shorter today. We have many special guests returning from last episode. As always, as most episodes since like episode 30, is Greg Lenz. Greg, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, buddy. How are you? I'm impressed that you're pushing through and we're going to knock this thing out.
This is an important subject. As you know, thank you very much, Intern Kat. We have Intern Kat here. She is Kat Anagnos. She is getting drinks for all the fellas. It's not sexist. She's an intern, so she's got to earn it. She's also got
Hello.
Some hamburger. How are you, Kat?
I'm great, thank you. Just got everyone their drinks, picked up a few dry cleaning orders, and I'm here.
Can you get me a tissue too, please?
Yeah, hang on.
Thank you. Harry
You're
is also Harry's here as well. Harry, how are you?
I'm going good. I'll take a beer too if there's beer left.
hey, no huffiness from the intern. This is how you earn a cast spot.
Wow, man, okay? Talk about entitlement.
I know. You know how many doors I had to get?
Harry had to get so many doors to earn a spot on the cast of We Are Libertarians. So you don't want to know what Greg had to do.
I just had to not care about fluoride or take a job with Young Americans for Liberty. I'm like a cockroach. I just outlasted the competition.
No. I can't just hire a pretty face, Craig.
Got mine bigger.
So, yes, we are going to talk a little bit about the FISA courts and privacy in this episode. But, you know, we have intern Kat here. She's learning so much. Aren't you? Are you learning a lot?
Sorry, what? No, yeah. Yes, I am. I feel very woke.
Again, Kat is the little sister of Chloe and Agnos. Chloe, who has not been on the show for a very long time, who I'm mad at, quite frankly, Greg.
Still?
Listen, we had a photo shoot. You remember the photo shoot we had?
I do, very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I needed me. We didn't have good photos of Greg, so I scheduled a photo shoot so we could get some high-quality headshots of Greg, mostly. And Tad and Aaron did some fine work with those memes.
They did. They are wonderful meme makers.
Yep.
Much memery.
But at that point, this is about a year ago, we were talking about adding Chloe to the cast full time. Mm-hmm.
Well, then she went and had to make America Great Again.
Well, before that, let's be a little honest. Let's not blame what happened. I can't come. I've got a Miss America, some Miss America bull crap I got to do. Oh, I've got to go to a date with my boyfriend. It's like, listen, are we even in your top five of priorities? And the answer was a clear and resounding no from Chloe.
Should we be?
I think it was a solid, 12.
Yeah, we were priority 12 for, mm-hmm. for Chloe.
But it's fine.
Right, and so
do I get, a ribbon? A banner and I can, for being top 12, don't top 12 still get one of those sashes?
No, only top 10.
So, and then next thing I know, 2 months later, she's co-hosting and writing for Remzo, the Remzo Republic, which is a podcast, a lesser podcast, but still, he interviewed me the other day. Remzo's a very nice boy. He's working hard on his podcast. I encourage everyone to go check it out, especially now that he's interviewed me. I've made it great again. But, you know, it hurt our feelings, Greg.
Well, we aren't always taken seriously because of our antics. And I think that we are the perfect blend of a deep dive information and as serious as you can find. And as well as the greatest shit posters among the libertarian wallosphere.
As Remzo said on Lions of Liberty, another great podcast recently, he said, listen, these guys are the MS-13 of libertarians, which is a Latin gang.
Right, yeah. Well,
he meant it as a compliment.
Right.
Don't get it on our bad side or we'll fuck you up.
Why? We don't believe in going around and we don't say, oh, it's okay that it's okay that you liberty shamed us or that you're a passive aggressive pussy because isn't Larry Sharp so inspiring?
Let's just all be listen, we have nothing against Larry Sharp.
No, it's that thing that now everyone talks about him so much he's multicultural liberty Jesus.
Right. Right. Well, you're not in the liberty movement. You're wearing a pork fest t-shirt. So
FSP, bruh.
I'm so libertarian.
You guys want to go LARP in New Hampshire?
Here's right, my
Spangle, you're wearing a t-shirt with an emoji on it.
Tad Western ever
again. Whoa, sorry. Overstuffed. You want me to go get you another drink?
Get the helicopter.
Freshen up this drink, my dear.
M'lady.
I am wearing a Tad Western t-shirt.
Authentic.
She's trying to make up for it. Did you do that on purpose?
No, I really didn't.
Well, you made up for it.
Oh, God.
We'll get into it.
Sorry.
So, listen, Tad Western is a legend. He's a dear friend.
A suburban cowboy.
Right. This t-shirt was gifted to me by Tad Western, and you, ma'am, will not make fun of it. So
he's got 1.2 million downloads in Turkey.
Right.
Look, I'm not saying there's a problem with the Goodwill, but it looks like that shirt is from the Goodwill.
Apparently, somebody never shopped at Abercrombie and appreciates in vintage style.
I think we have intern Kat's first
Old Navy.
Okay.
I think we have intern Kat's first rap beef with Tad Western.
She inadvertently stumbled into it.
Didn't mean to, but
it's not against the person. It's just the shirt.
Listen, ma'am.
It looks like you got it at Hot Topic.
Shirt doesn't have angst.
You're just going to keep digging, aren't you?
Sorry.
I love Hot Topic. That's where I go.
That's where you get your studded belts.
That's where I get my black lights and my razor blades and Nine Inch Nail albums.
And your 13 tapes.
Oh, my man didn't love me.
What do you say?
Oh, no, I cannot say that on the
say screen. It. Say it.
Well, we always make fun of, not make fun of suicide, we make fun of 13 Reasons Why, the popular Netflix series where a girl kills herself and leaves 13 cassette tapes saying why she did it.
Oh.
So, like, blaming other people.
Yeah.
And
did she Facebook Live it?
She did not. The book was written before that, so like cassette. She like recorded cassette tapes.
So it was premeditated.
Yeah. But anyways, I always say whenever somebody's being dramatic, because ever since I've started hanging out with Spangle, people make suicide jokes left and right. Which, if for me coming from a college campus, that is next to killing a small child. So I always rebut with, "It's remember, it's down the river, not across the stream."
Boom, baby.
The audience cannot see my hand gestures, and we'll just keep it that way.
Right, it was the wrist related.
Trust me, they get it.
Yeah.
Good.
So
they've been there. No, okay.
They've gone to Porkfest. They understand what suicide,
right,
you know, feels like.
Yeah, suicide's painless anyways.
I am not a part of the Libertarian Party. I am much too libertarian.
To join the Libertarian
Come
Party.
Come with me to Porkfest.
Age of consent laws are a violation of the NAP.
Right.
Oh, God.
I was offended in, like, the last episode when Greg said we were at war. Like, we are not at war with anything.
You people, Harry, and you know what I mean.
Oh.
So yes, Chloe ended up on Rimzo on the Rimzo Republic, and you know,
weren't they like punk rock libertarians or something like that?
I don't know.
Is that not right? I can never. I never. I mean,
well, listen,
we have no street cred.
I've just gotten out of my sister's shadow. As I'm here, I would like the conversation to be about me, not Chloe.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Boy, is that a younger sister.
Petty.
I'm kidding.
Just kidding.
Hashtag, you know, thetas for life.
Oh.
Or AOPIs.
How does it feel to have to pay for
First
friends?
Of all, I do not pay for my friends in my sorority. I rent them for 4 years, and then they're gone.
That's a good point.
Like,
and then it's all determined on how well you marry.
Right, right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But yes.
A lot of good points flying around today.
So many. I cannot.
Is it AOPI?
Yeah, and okay. I probably, I hold a very high position, and I feel like I might get sued by corporate by talking. But it's fine. No,
your
they won't
national
listen.
Chapter?
So you make the Jello shots?
Oh. Our sorority does not.
Encourage underage
drinking.
We have
an alcohol policy.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Sorry.
Are you on their Instagram?
Next to the hazing policy.
If people went, can we talk about that?
Yeah.
So if you wanted to go to the AOPI, how do you say it?
Yeah, AOPI.
Instagram, you will not see a little, Kat Anagnos is a beautiful young lady.
Thank you.
She is. She has the face of a Greek stone statue.
I do.
Greek goddess.
Yes.
But you are great enough for the We Are Libertarians Instagram. You're all over it. So go check that out if you want to see.
For sure.
See
and
Kat.
I feel like she's going to be around.
I am around.
You're not a quitter.
She's not
I'm
a no-show in Agnes like her big sister.
You're not easily offended.
No.
But.
Up the stream, crossed.
Will we see you on your sorority's Instagram?
You will not see me on my sorority's Instagram because I am the head communications person. But the girl under me, who I'm technically in charge of, runs all of the social media accounts. And I always ask her, hey, like, why am I never on any of our Instagram? And I was told I do not fit our aesthetic. So
no, you didn't.
Yeah, I was told that.
How do you not run in like a school shooter at that point?
Who?
Hey, but
she's probably Asian.
She's very white.
Squatty.
Oh no, trust me. If you saw this Instagram account, you'd know she was very basic white.
Yeah, just a little bit.
I mean,
but
listen.
I would like to say Greek life is amazing. My sorority is amazing. Please, no one sue me. I have the time of my life. Everything is great. I get really good grades, and I'm involved.
It's a great aesthetic, I'll be honest. Like,
oh, the Instagram. Oh, hey, I'm not kidding. The girl who runs it, she's gonna go places like marketing wise.
Right.
And she's gonna go places the main way by offending everyone who's too ugly.
I keep trying to get. It's so well marketed that I keep trying to get into the sorority, Greg.
Do you really?
Oh yeah, I try to go over there.
Is
and
it
see
your gender they have a hang up with?
Well, hey, there's a fun political thing. Look at this. I'm bringing somebody to the table.
All right.
Is that because you're a woman or because you don't know much because you're from Elkhart?
I think it's because I'm a woman who doesn't know much because I'm from Elkhart. That's all.
But, triple threat.
Triple threat, right. But fun fact, there's another sorority, not mine, recently made headlines because they said that they would accept like trans people or people who identified as women into the sorority.
Okay.
Right.
So brave.
Right. Mm-hmm. And the amount of backlash has been obviously... crazy.
How do you feel about that?
How do, like, personally?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like that's...
that's the best answer.
Honestly, I don't know. I feel like that is just... There's a lot.
I think
a lot
that's
of package to handle.
That's a lot of package to handle, isn't it, Harry?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We've dealt with our fair share of trans issues, haven't we?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, I'm not. Yeah, it's
some of those trans issues threw my first board off of their balcony, and that's why there's no longer
physically removed, so to speak,
any of her podcasts on our network anymore.
Yeah, board checker.
Hey, why isn't this working anymore? It's because I've erased her from the face of the earth.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, what's happened when you violate the lap nap? You violated someone's personal private property,
yeah.
And then also, you know, physically assaulted people. So yeah, you know.
Oh, I'm so libertarian. Ugh, yeah, right.
That's cool.
Anyways, nicer right. things though. But yeah, Greek life is a lot of fun, and I kind of feel closer to Kat like that because I had the same problem. My older sister took a lot of the spotlight and, you know, went to sorority. I didn't choose to get away from her and all that. Step out of her spotlight, went to a different school and everything. So I feel you.
Let's be honest. Your sister is a beautiful woman.
It's my younger sister, and you stay away from her, okay?
Sounds like somebody's single. Is she as attractive as Yvonne?
No, my older sister is married.
Okay.
You know,
not for long. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
And
I'm his sister's type.
And
we were at Harry's wedding together. There was a connection.
Yeah. You're not my older sister type, so I'm kind of, you know, I'm comfortable with you being around her.
Okay.
But you are my younger sister's type, so you stay away from her. But she's getting married.
I know. And she's yeah. Yeah. I'm not happy about it. But I'm happy for her.
Good. Good. I'm happy for her too. Extremely happy.
Can I be number three?
Someone's going to be.
Oh.
Brutal. Love my little sister, but yeah, someone's going to be, though. Because, you know, she's never satisfied. Yeah, well, I said it.
Sounds like the perfect woman for me.
More drinks, gentlemen?
Tell me more about how you married Lo.
Yeah. Oh. All right, so let's jump right into the topic today. We've got, I felt like we ended the last episode, and we're double batching tonight, but I feel like this deserved its own special topic because this is really...
This is your hot button.
Well, I just think that it's really something that is not getting covered because everybody's so up in arms about the Trump quote-unquote scandals, and nobody's talking about anything of substance, and this is something that is very substantive, and so I think it deserves to have a spotlight on it. So essentially the Obama Intel Agency, they basically secretly conducted illegal searches on Americans for years. And,
surprise, surprise.
Right. And, much to the, assurances of everybody that this wasn't happening. And it's kind of been leaking out a little bit that this wasn't happening. And the FISA court actually spanked the Obama administration in 2011, How did we get the FISA court ruling? Because isn't it secret?
It is, but they it was such a blatant flaunting of it that they ultimately ended up when they released their findings and of the oversight and their disagreement with the interpretation by the Obama administration and Sally Yates and their narrative they had used to justify it.
Right.
They went ahead and released it as a public PDF and Circa News. Sort of an unknown news source to most, blew it up, and then it caught traction through Newsbusters, and the National Review really made it up, and Sean Hannity and the right really made it up huge. They wanted to point out how blatantly hypocritical that the left is on the surveillance state when they right. made it seem like George Bush was in the living room of every American.
Right.
Correct, yeah.
They are so against the Patriot Act, they keep granting it more powers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And right. President Obama, this, you know, grand watchman and overseer of the surveillance state, the, you know, the high-minded intellectual Puritan,
mm-hmm.
turns out ramped lawyer. It up just like George Bush's drone wars, like it wasn't even funny.
Yep.
So give us a summary of it.
So just to summarize, basically the communications of Americans inside the United States... after being incidentally intercepted and stored and sifted through, and even in some instances analyzed, even though those Americans are not targets of foreign intelligence collection, the minimization procedures that they had said they were going to implement to stop such things, and the pretextual use of Foreign Intelligence Collection Authority in order to conduct domestic spying, weren't followed or even complied with. And so there really is an argument that the minimization procedures, so there isn't a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment, in which you're permitting the search and or seizure and analyzation, the ability to analyze with no cause whatsoever, isn't being conducted on a mass scale under the justification of Section 702 of FISA. And so while the activities of these Americans might have made them worthy of foreign intelligence targeting, there are other ways to monitor them under FISA. So this is just completely unnecessary in every way. And that's really what's going on is the president typically campaigned on and supported things where when violations happened, he would apologize and then draw them back. On this case with Sally Yates and the equivalent of signing statements, which is how he intends to interpret the law, he just ratcheted this up, and everything Edward Snowden would be in support of, it was like a big middle finger to. So much so, the very FISA courts administered a set, you know, exposed this and issued an opinion asking them to implement reforms, which they have said they will do, but we've yet to be able to tell. Because these are people, they're doing bulk collection upstream.
Right.
And upstream is really... Harry actually is way more of an authority on this, the upstream collection of data, if you want to weigh in or if not.
Oh, you want me to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, like, because basically the, what is it, the, it's, because that type of collection, they collected everything, like literally everything. There's not one bit, it's not, they're like, well, we just took the metadata. No, they're taking everything and they're just kind of scrubbing it after the fact.
Right.
That you know, it's, well... And a lot of the information that they would pick up from it is how can I put it? It's
metadata.
Everything. It's everything. Even the metadata is everything, but it's not. It is literally is the conversation.
It's an unopened parcel.
Correct. It's the conversation. It's the letter. It's the amount of time you talked. It is what you talked about. It's the everything that you did fear about.
Right. It's but they're housing it and haven't opened it up yet.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just kind of just storing it right here. It's just like having that like 99,999 unopened AOL email messages because you left your AOL account open from 98. You just got to sit back there.
You don't have anything to worry about. We'll keep your password safe.
Oh, yeah. Just like Yahoo kept your password safe. By the way, if you think your password has been pwned, you go to haveibeenpwned.com to find out if you need to change your passcodes.
Spell pwned, and what does that mean?
P-W-N-E-D.
Explain that to the non-nerds.
Pwned, or is pwned is like you've been...
hacked.
Or just owned. Just completely someone like owns you. Like own you or owned you now. A lot of the different times when someone has like hacked a server, a lot of companies will put out the information, but sometimes that information comes out so quick or you just miss a news cycle. If you go to the website, Have I Been Pwned, you can type your email address on and it'll go your email address next to known pwned hacked addresses, and we'll tell you, yes, you've been pwned. You've been pwned on this day, and you
it's
need
like
to change
being
your
an
password.
Internet cuck.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
And it's also a good reason why you should use something like a password manager to go ahead and make sure you don't use the same password of this at every site. Because if you did get pwned on, let's say Yahoo or your AOL account, I'm just going to pick on AOL. So your AOL email account got pwned, and if you use that same password for everything, well, everything just got owned. So, you know, for password manager, you can use a LastPass or something like that, but I prefer the offline little black book method, and I keep all my passcodes literally in a little black book underneath my ass cheek with a...
Why does it have to be a black book? Can it be a white book?
Yeah.
The little black books are cheaper.
Are they?
Yeah. 3/5 of the price of the other colors that you can get.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Are you triggered?
No, but going back to the password thing, you mean to tell me that in the next break, I need to change every single password because I use the same one.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so if you use the sex symbol, it's like, see how you got your phone right here? I got into it. I got that one password offer.
Yeah,
I can get into all your stuff. Everything. Financial institution.
You're
everything
pwned.
That you use. Yeah, you basically have been
I've
pwned.
Been putting off changing my school email address because we were supposed to reset the password, and I don't want to reset it because that means I have to change every other password.
Right.
So
yeah, you need to change that. The but you don't have to change your passwords all the time. The NISE even updated that rule like that, where you don't have to change your password every 3 or 6 months,
mm-hmm.
unless you've been like hit an attack or you just feel like changing it. But you probably should not use the same password.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like one of the Google Chrome plugins, like Password Locker Room or one of the other ones, it creates like an damn near unhackable password for you that it remembers. You just have to remember your password into that.
Correct, right, yeah. And make sure no one gets physical access to that device, because someone gets physical access to it, then it's like, well, how secure is that thing? Or I'll just install a keylogger onto that machine and I'll wait for you to log in, and then I'll just copy your entire machine and use the keylogger.
But I'm sure you don't just like leave your iPhone laying around or just like, hey, you want this for a while?
cuts to somebody trying to snag my...
How random is... I mean, you know, this random black guy just starts sliding closer to your phone while it's sitting on the table.
Honestly, you'll find... I don't even take selfies. Like, you will find a lot of
That's a lie.
No, I really don't.
I can document that as a lie.
So, here's the thing about...
Sorry to derail.
What is the one thing that all young white women have in common, Greg?
They love Snapchat filters and selfies.
No. False with me.
Not true.
Oh,
you love selfies. You just are very choosy.
I'm sorry, like video selfies.
They all have broken phones.
Okay, yeah.
Crack screens.
Yeah. Crack screens.
Not only is her screen cracked, her phone is completely unusable. I don't even know what this is.
Broken.
The home button's broken, so you have to, like, it is the most janked phone ever. She can't lock it.
Hook her up. Have Tanner hook her up to Cricket Wireless.
We need to take you to Cricket Wireless.
I'm trying to get my dad to buy me a new phone, but he's like, what? It works fine. Meanwhile, he has, like, the iPhone 7.
No, honestly.
He snagged your upgrade.
Yeah, he literally, my mom stole my upgrade.
I know that Natalie's listening. You really, please, you guys have to do something about this phone.
Like, please, I will pay half of the bill. Like, I just need something.
Carefully.
With your huge wages from your...
Unpaid,
two,
unofficial
two podcast internships.
Right.
So her phone, it doesn't lock. So I at least once a day I break in there and update her Facebook or,
And everyone likes it and it's embarrassing. But going back, everyone thinks that I love selfies. If you look on my social media, at Kat and Agnes, shameless plug,
little belfies?
No, I do not take selfies. The thing that people see me doing is I constantly look at myself using my phone camera, and people are like, wow, you're so vain. No, I didn't write the song about you, or however the song goes, but no.
You're so vain?
Right,
more cultural appropriation.
She's not vain. She just uses her phone to
make sure
look
I don't have
her.
Any food in my teeth. Or
she
my
probably
hair's
thinks
okay.
This selfie's about you.
Right.
Greg, it's like 10 times a day at least.
Well, I just have to make sure, because it's because I have really droopy eyelids and the makeup. It, I don't know. Long story.
I will say I looked at the sorority Instagram account. Like, you should be glad. Those are some Merkels.
Merkels. What does that mean?
Subaru driving softball players.
Angela Merkel.
Yeah, you should be right. Pleased you don't fit the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Those are some broad-shouldered bitches.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Some pug noses.
98 miles per hour softballs. Okay.
Are you saying that her sorority is like the one from Revenge of the Nerds?
Hey.
I'm just saying the tri moves. I'm just saying that their shoulders are awfully high and close to their earlobes.
No, it's a mega moves.
Some of them have large.
Hey, when we have Fight Club on Tuesday nights, I'm telling you, those broad shoulders come in handy.
Yeah. No doubt. They're very strong on plow.
Listen, Kat should be a bodybuilder. I've been trying to talk her into exercising.
Okay, I fake flexed once, and he shows me off like I'm his child, which goes back to the dad thing.
I'm very proud of my child.
Because I fake flexed like the back, and he said that it was...
Well-defined delts.
She's got great genetics. She has great genetics.
I want you guys... for the audience, I am backwards... What is it called? Backwards flexing? Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Yeah. Look at this.
Oh, wow.
Perfect genetics.
No, you're lying.
No.
Wow, you should...
Hold on. Let me get this for our Snapchat. We are libertarians.
Snaps.
Oh my goodness! I'll put this on the Instagram. It is perfect genetics.
Whoa!
Seriously,
you're missing out.
Okay, this arm I'm proud of.
Yeah.
This arm, her left.
This my left arm.
She's left-handed. She's
power
proud of
lifting.
She's proud of her left forearm.
A freak look, an angry look.
I don't even know what a freak. See, this is the problem. People say I like selfies, but people just have little photo shoots with me all the time. All
right.
That's fun. She's with me all the time.
she's precious.
At Starbucks.
I don't go to Starbucks.
Much like Greg has Tanner and Dakota as his sons, yeah. I have adopted Kat as my daughter.
Yes.
She is.
Does that mean you're my uncle?
Black Uncle Harry.
We don't talk about Harry. See, that's not bad.
Wow. Okay. My name is Kat Anagnos. I've changed my opinion. I am a bodybuilder.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm for real.
Thousands of likes. Easy.
Yep.
Well, I don't like the likes, but no.
She loves the comments, so please.
I like the comments. The funnier, the more offensive, the better.
Right. Guys will definitely give you comments about lifting if you post on Instagram.
Yep.
I should just make a fitness Instagram.
You know what I do in my
Chris Fit?
You know what I do in my spare time at night?
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Stepsister porn mainly.
Nice.
According to Harry.
Big spike around 11 p.m.
Want to see a magic trick?
Just scroll through Instagram and like pictures of fitness chicks. That's how you get the likes. That's how you get the comments.
That's how you get followers on Chris Fit Extreme.
That's exactly right. Mm. Chris_Fit_Extreme with an X.
Oh,
is my fitness Instagram. What were we talking about?
Talking about the Bolt collection and how the president sort of, I guess, snuck one past the goalie until he was out of office to get caught about his violation of collecting virtually all data. And, you know, based on their justification, it was, well, we didn't mean to. It wasn't intentional. It just somehow, of all the gin joints in all the world, your entire social media, digital presence, all your phone calls ended up on our servers. We had no intention of, you know, doing bulk collection, but don't worry, we're not going to look.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're not under investigation, and if you're not hiding anything, what's the problem?
What do you got to hide? Yeah.
Right. If you're not doing the raping, Mexico, what's the issue?
What is happening over there, Harry?
Nothing.
Hashtag Fitstagram photos.
Girls Who Powerlift. One of my favorite.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Hashtags. All of these girls are giant and not in a strong way.
They're thick,
yeah.
But that does not look like they're in fit. I'm not judging, but seriously, that does not look like they're lifting or going to the gym. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, trust me, the powerlifters, they're pretty thick. You don't poke one.
You don't want
to. Go to LA Fitness with Spangle. There's one there. At the Greenwood, and asked to poke him.
Really?
She looks huge, but poke her. That's all muscle.
Oh, yeah.
See,
she picks up 450 pounds. You can watch her on Instagram do it. It's like, ugh.
How do you know who goes
to my
gym?
Somebody put me on a program.
You can,
Glenn, put me on a program.
On Instagram, you can look at...
Greg.
12-ounce curls.
Hold on. Greg, put her on a program. Your fitness program, Greg.
Traditionally, 9 holes of golf on Friday afternoons and Sundays with
frisbee golf or
no actual golf,
right? Yes,
the elitist golf with Harry Caddy. That's how Harry and I met.
Oh,
I'll see you at the club.
It's the only way a black man can get in. Right?
These guys are your health. These are your health people.
So really? Had to get.
They're your health. Like Spangle lives like a ridiculously healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this.
What he made tonight. Isn't he a good cook?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I helped cook.
She did.
I made the potatoes.
I made her wash.
I put olive oil, you know.
Yeah. And look at Harry's biceps.
Holy crap. Okay.
It's all yoga.
Yeah, that looks like 2 tennis balls. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you didn't take black health. That's the extra muscle.
Harry.
I heard that's true. Hey, debunk this for the viewers. Is that true?
Oh, God. Hashtag racist of Instagram. Yeah.
She's just a young girl learning about black men. Mm-hmm. Harry,
oh my gosh,
do you have an extra bone in your foot?
No.
No, in middle school, everyone said that black people had an extra muscle in their leg. That's why they could run
at
fast.
The top of the upper calf.
Yeah.
So, so this podcast went from racist to super racist really
quick.
I'm
joking. Well, I do not condone anything.
Let's be clear. You were the one who said that it was 3/5 of the price for a white
you
book.
You started it.
A little black book.
Well, I just said that.
I just claimed you were my
uncle.
That's
what the price is on Amazon. Here, you can get on Amazon. You can look at the price yourself.
I sense racial undertones, Harry.
How dare you?
I wish you'd apologize and quit appropriating black culture.
Here in Trumpsonian politics, we are post-racial.
I wish you'd quit bulk collecting my cultural, cultural
Ladies,
icons.
Please.
Like the president did, mass surveillance of intelligence. Yeah.
Could you please stop mass collecting our NASCAR Terry Labonte hats, our white women?
Could you please quit collecting our white women, Harry?
First off, it's the only way I could get good credit. I was shocked when I went to the bank today and they offered me a credit card. I'm like, this white woman's paying off finally.
Harry's
moving on up.
Harry's wife is melanin challenged.
Yep.
She's awesome. She is someone I very enjoy because she gives shit right back.
Oh, yeah. She's hilarious.
Is she actually white?
Yeah,
Lacey.
Okay.
Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah,
she really could. White. Little Miss Elkhart couldn't believe.
No, because you said she was
outside
whatever challenged, so I thought she was like light skinned. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, melanin. Oh, I get
like
you.
The movie Powder.
Shut up. Stop.
Yeah. No. The only thing with like Gunther's, like for some reason, like our child, like skin as darker as Gunther's skin is getting, the bluer Gunther's eyes are going, which is kind of freaking me out.
No, I had a lot of friends or I had, that sounds terrible. I went to high school with a lot of people. They're still my friends. I do not discriminate. Who had
so
that.
Brave.
Oh, no, she's going right. to go, I had a black friend.
No, I'm just kidding.
Did
yeah,
you
my
have
one
a,
black friend.
Did you?
Did I have, what?
Did
I
you
saw
have
it.
A
you
black
took
friend?
An Instagram picture with him. You found him on Ball State and did a song.
Oh, my God. No, I have multiple. I don't see the color skin of my friends. I see what's behind the skin.
That'd have been the great edit. Like, I have a black friend.
The extra muscle, that's what's behind the skin.
Hey, that rumor was started by somebody in my, I will not name names because they could be a listener, who knows. Somebody in my 8th grade health class. Not me.
Black health. Told you.
Black health guy. Y'all be crazy. Y'all not getting no serotonin.
Well, so you were triggered by this because you usually aren't a big one on sharing news stories that outrage you, and this one clearly triggered you.
Well, it's not that it triggered me. I think it's it's finally confirmation from the FISA courts saying
when they're
that,
freaked out, that should set everybody.
So
off.
Explain what a FISA court is, please.
So FISA court exists to do foreign approval of people who are not United States citizens on the bulk collection signing of warrants for their digital footprint, their financial footprint, anything like that, who are even remotely tied to anyone in a series of connections for as a terrorist,
right,
or someone suspected of corroborating terrorist activities. Mm-hmm. And so they have to go before a court of judges who then sign off on the warrant to allow the bulk collection of any data that exists on them. But they're even known to do it for American citizens who have ties to these individuals, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment and of illegal search and seizure. And so that is, we know this goes on. We've known it's gone on so long. What we didn't realize is that they had a internal investigation and someone that did a report on it, and just how blatant it was upstream, as what Harry described earlier, how they used that as the justification. Well, we couldn't do anything about it, so it just, you know, it snuck right in our doors, and we, you know, we take precautions, but unfortunately we can't do much about it.
Right.
Yeah, because they gave themselves passes, because just like, what if we accidentally take something from an American? What if we accidentally picked it up? Let's give ourselves passes just in case that accident happens.
Which is likely what happened with Donald Trump, where he said they were tapping my phones, when mm-hmm. the reality was they were probably tracking Manafort or Carter
right.
Page. Mm-hmm. And, you know, dang it, wouldn't you know that he was in Trump Tower, and so we went ahead and we just bugged Trump Tower's phones trying to collect, you know, Carter Page's information. Because, you know, he had met with Russian foreign officials, and we needed to be sure that the election wasn't being tampered with.
Right.
And it just so happens all of Trump's outbound calls were caught, too.
Yeah. Right. And since it's Trump is probably using the best voice over IP server in the market there, so there wasn't like they had to go to Trump Tower to, like, go ahead and, like, bug the sucker. They just went.
Like a physical bug.
Yeah, they just went to the server, or whoever hosted the voice over IP server is like, yeah, we need all the call logs. It's already, most voice over IP servers that run most voice connections, so your voice over IP from Comcast or Vonage or whoever you're using, it's always recording. Whether sure. the server is giving you access to that, it's always going to record. That information is going somewhere. So they're just taking it.
And Apple just came out and said that, you know, their request from the federal government for the communications and backdoor access to phones of individuals has doubled from the normal amount of requests from last year.
Right.
Which, this is all really quite irrelevant because the NSA already has those zero-day exploits, because we just know the ones that got revealed, which are probably all old and antiquated anyway.
Correct. A lot of them are, but some of them are, you know,
still active, like the ransomware attack.
Correct. Like a lot of things that went for WannaCry, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot of those were still some backdoors and windows that were left open. Granted, Windows was able to plug those things the moment they knew about them, but they had to know about it. And it really just affected those machines that didn't have an update for it. So, like, your medical machines that still were running on XP or some elevator. So remember that next time you get on a fancy elevator that's running Windows, embedded Windows XP, if it's connected to the internet, could happen to it. But you're probably safe. Don't worry.
Yeah. Don't worry, though, if you have nothing to hide. It's the same old, same old. If you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear. The reality is it's a blatant, clear violation of the Fourth Amendment, so much so that the very court who grants these warrants on foreign nationals who are all the information is collected on mm-hmm. issued a warning. And there was an internal report done, and the NSA basically says, don't worry, we've put into plan precautions, and you're just going to have to take our word that we're going to start acting better.
Yeah. Believe us.
Especially when their former head, James Clapper, goes before Congress and lies, commits perjury. Mm-hmm. But hey, you know what? You have to, because the terrorists.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so, even though, you know, Trump goes around dropping MOBs, you know, non-nuclear nukes, wiping out, taking mountains and leveling them, that is... that is something where that's how you take out terrorists. You're not going to, there aren't a whole lot of people anymore based on how brutal and unchecked the regulations are for the TSA and how much leeway they have. And for other foreign governments too, for checking people that get on airplanes. You know, they have basically unlimited license to do whatever they want to you to make sure that you aren't trying to sneak a bomb on a plane. And yeah. We really haven't heard of many plane attacks like ISIS. You know, they change tactics.
Right.
You know, they're going to wait on subways and mass public transit. Like, I would be a little worried about the Indianapolis 500 because it is the largest sporting event in the United States. Mm-hmm. That's a good target. And mm-hmm. also, you know, we have the the North Islamic Muslim
ISNA, International North American Society for
of America
Muslims. Or
of America Islam. Is in Plainfield, Indiana, where Spengler and I grew up. You know, mm-hmm. and that's where we both, you know, committed to Allah and started waging audio jihad on this
right,
podcast.
Yes.
We're ISISitarians.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and what happened? Like,
please cover your arms.
Sorry.
Yes,
my ankles.
Very offensive. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing though, is we are being collected all of our data. Because it's being collected upstream through, you know, through servers and nodes and mm-hmm. just further along in the bulk collection highway, and being stored right next to somebody who may very well be donating direct funds to a suicide bomber.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because they just want to collect everything, and they're given access to all kinds of different agencies that can and will pull information in the past. Like, we've seen just even local agency get access to even some of the equipment or tools that the man is supposed to use just to go after the terrorists, used for just petty crimes here inside the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's really funny is the hypocrisy around it, because traditionally the left would be outraged by this, but because the patron saint of multiculturalism and liberalism for your generation, which is
right.
without a doubt the worst period generation period ever.
Are you
period.
Millennial or Gen Z?
I think I'm technically... I looked this up the other day. I think it's Gen Z.
Yeah.
Gen Z.
Yeah, I think you're
but
after
I'm right on the cusp.
Gen
right,
Z.
Like, they're non-binary.
Yeah, right. Well,
my
I
child
said
is named
last...
Z, and we're going to allow it to select its
well,
gender
Zed,
when it's of
because,
age.
No, we'd name him Zed because that's the original pronunciation of the letter, because we're anti-American. So
that's yeah. right. That's ethnocentric.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like 300 Zed, the 300, 350 Zed.
Right.
You know.
And I did
yeah.
say in the previous podcast that this is the episode, if I'm feeling it, I might announce my gender.
Which is?
Well, not yet. We have to wait. I'm not there
Dumican?
Yet. Not there yet. Don't force me to come out.
Yeah, how dare you. Yeah.
This is basically gender rape, and I won't stand for it. No, but I mean, we have all assumed this. Like, I just sure. assume they're collecting everything.
Right.
All the time, period.
Yeah, right. pretty much. Mm-hmm.
No matter if I'm an American citizen or not.
Yeah.
So I'm not outraged by it. I'm outraged by the hypocrisy of how it's been handled by the left, that because Obama did it, he could be trusted. Now they're outraged that Trump has these capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They're completely outraged, and it's all like this faux crap because he's got it. You know?
Right. And, oh, my God, what did we create? And look who we handed it over to.
Right.
Right.
You know? And it just had nerds because, like, now they're upset. Now they want to do something about it. Now they're ready to do things. And it's just like, it's almost as like, dude, like, it's almost too late. Like, unless you have systems already in place to go around it, dude, you're kind of much screwed.
Because it's not like they're going to, you know, take reforms upon themselves.
Correct. Yeah.
Absolutely.
They're not going to self-govern.
Yeah.
Or regulate.
Yeah. Right. And they have alienated and pissed off most of the people in the Mesh Network in the whole, like, the whole 8 years, like, in Mesh Network, most, like, the diehard liberals, like, they got out. You know, if they weren't in the know, they just got out. Like, well, you know, Obama wouldn't do it that way. So they got out of the Mesh Network, and now they want in. It's like, no, where were you for the last 8 years? Now you want in? Now you want to help us? Screw you. Let's bring some to the table.
We're so sorry. We did not mean to collect every single, you know, electronic communication or, you know, internet history, everything you've ever done that's been connected to an internet accessible device in your entire life, or electronically transmitted communication in your entire life. We didn't mean to collect it all. You have nothing to worry about. We've put plans into place, and we're not going to do it again.
Correct. And everyone's taking in all these Internet of Things inside their houses, putting these microphones everywhere.
Cars.
Like cars, everything. Amazon just went out there. The newest update of the Kindle Fire put Alexa on all the Kindle Fires are out there. Mm. So every Kindle Fire has got Alexa. So it's always listening and reporting back to Amazon servers, which if the server's located in the United States, hey, they can get that information off that server anytime they freaking want. Of course, update to Windows 10. Cortana is always listening to you, always reporting things back. It's
it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, bulk surveillance state. Now, you do have to give them a reason for them to open it and go through it all, because they just simply don't have the man hours to through and index everything.
Correct.
But the reality is, now everything you've ever done is housed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All those bad selfies, your belfies.
That I'm
your
not belfies. Taking. Isn't it true, like, with the Xbox One, like, next-gen system, like, gaming systems, they have that kind of stuff too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, figured. Yeah, the Kinect, yeah. It,
yeah,
the
Kinect.
The Kinect was... Fusion have, like, internet accessibility?
My Ford Fusion.
The Sync, yeah.
There's Bluetooth.
Yeah. And they're in it.
Yeah, you have the Sync, yeah. That thing, yeah, it's all pretty much cool and wired. It's really neat.
And now that you've been on this podcast, you'll have a brake failure and, like, pull a Paul Walker.
Right. Oh.
He's going to drive 93.
I'm kidding. R.I.P.
Yep. Shout out.
I'll ride with you, Paul. Anyways, because the Xbox, when it... the Xbox One is really designed to, like, even to connect to your lot of internet and things of devices inside your house. So if it detects no one's in the room, turns your AC off, turns the lights off.
Yeah.
That's which is the next step for smart efficiency, know, green homes.
Yeah. Right.
Which, in a way, it sounds like an okay idea if it wasn't being collected. If that information was being stored locally in your own house on your own server and it was your information...
then
that's fine.
And if it wasn't so easy to create a narrative out of anything perfectly selected and the ability they have that we know from the other leaks to delete anything they don't want to be there.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like your Fusion. Like, I know you said you, on record, you say you never drove over 35 miles per hour. Let's say you did. You went to 100 miles per hour in that Fusion. You got in an accident, you know.
You got an e-ticket.
Yeah. Basically, that thing can report back to, like, hey, you're doing over 165. Can it? Technically, like, they have, it's not out of the realm of possibility they want to write tickets that way.
All of a sudden, really? You just, Siri pop, Cat, you're speeding.
Well, that's funny because...
And then it just governs the motor down.
Well, yeah. That's funny because the app that I use all the time, what is it, Waze?
Waze, yeah.
Yeah, I use Waze and it'll tell me when I'm speeding.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep. That's Google. That's right back to AlphaGoog. AlphaGoog know exactly what you're doing. Alphabet,
and Mossad
Google.
Actually was the venture capital fund that funded that. That's an Israeli company.
Yep.
Really?
The other thing with that, yeah, they also try to regulate your insurance. Yeah, they also try to regulate your insurance with that too.
Your what? Your insurance?
Your car insurance can also be regulated by, like, how fast you drive and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, if you just enroll in our program that allows us to archive all of your driving details, we'll lower it $6 a month.
Hey, the Nissan GTR, the R35 GTR, has a GPS in it. So if it senses that you're at a car track by GPS, it turns off the governor.
Excuse me. Hey, we'll give you a discount on your health insurance if you let us connect your Anthem insurance to your MyFitnessPal.
Yeah, you saw that?
Let us plug this diode right here.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is we'll alert you if you have anything wrong with you.
Right.
But we're also going to download and archive your entire fitness history.
Hey, let us have access to your Apple Watch.
Hey, well, I'm telling you, what was it? For Christmas, my sister Chloe and I wanted to do the 23andMe.com thing, that ancestry test. And then we were looking into it. And
it's funded by NQTEL. NQTEL is the venture capital arm of the CIA.
Mm-hmm. See, that sucks because I really wanted to do it. But... Yeah. Yikes.
And then they take all...
They have. They now could probably, in the court of law, make a very, very compelling case that they actually own your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Because you allowed them to archive it and run analysis on it.
Mm-hmm.
At a bare minimum, it's the third-party provider doctrine, where if you use someone's free service like Gmail, the government has the ability to access it.
Oof. Yep. And it goes against everyone against
willingly.
So let's say you've got an idiot cousin that decided to do it. Well, guess what? You share DNA with him. You're boned anyways.
Yeah.
You know?
Which makes evidence collection and solving crimes much easier once they have one central database of DNA.
Yep. Ancestry.com takes DNA ownership rights from customers and their relatives.
And we're not there yet. But that's where all of this leads. That's why there's government funding of all of these.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, so Oracle, the company Oracle, Larry Ellison's the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
Oracle was a CIA project and the first NQTEL funding of that project to create a software database.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's where he got his money, and that's why he's like the third richest person in the world.
Yep. IBM created the database that helped round up all the others in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, in, like I said, I'm in college, and in a lot of our like media classes and stuff, they always talk about, you know, Facebook so huge, but think about whatever billion millions of people who use Facebook, how you're compelled to say, where do I live or where am I working or what
it's
am
basically
I doing?
Just, you know, a questionnaire taking all of it down until it has everything it needs to know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great honeypot. It's beautiful. And it's beautiful social engineering, like to hack different people.
All those quizzes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. How are you?
Which
how's your personality type? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's your shout out to Christy Avery, because I know that Christy loves these quizzes on Facebook. You know, what kind of Scooby-Doo character are you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which one of your friends will betray you before you die?
Which is just giving them access to look at your user behavior and then based on an algorithm output results.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thanks.
Thank
you.
Well, I read
it. You know how you think.
Well, we talked about one of my classes, the Snapchat facial recognition, like the face filters.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like in my class, we were talking about how a lot of people think that that's the government has our whatever facial structure from those apps or your fingerprint on your iPhone. Like
they don't yet, but like so Ian Karp that founded Planetier Technologies, yeah, which is like the first big data company that got all its money from NQTEL, he was the seed funding for Snapchat for Evan, is it Spiegel, who's the CEO?
I think so.
Yeah,
and so he was the initial round of seed funding because he was a Stanford Symbiotic Systems grad as well for him to create that there. And so he gets his money from NQTEL, he creates Planetier Technologies, which has all the data intelligence for all the bulk collection. He gives them the money to do facial recognition through filters. Look at me, I'm a deer.
Yeah,
right.
Those filters, and then AlphaGoog and Amazon offers everyone these free services to send out your photos. So they use those photos plus machine learning, and they use different apps to be able to like send things out so they can tell what things are based on photos. There's this really cool app out there from Google that if you take a picture of a flower, it'll tell you what it is, but it does it through machine learning, not by sensing what
Facebook,
that flower is.
Facebook, in a head-to-head contest, their facial recognition technology beat the FBI's.
It took a while for like facial recognition software to get somewhere. Like before, it was junk. Like the stuff was junk. Like they used to play with it at DevCon. Like it was awful because you could break it off. It's kind of hard now. Mm-hmm. Especially that other one was like, hey, look what you look with a different gender. This is what you would look like if you're black. This is what you're white.
Right.
So you can't change yourself based on. So it tries to predict who you are, people are, faces are, what they would look like based off you try to change your facial appearance. So now, like, the only way to really hide your face in public is, like, the large hood and those glasses.
Like what Snowden did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? It's
scary.
Yeah.
So no more, you know, Bambi selfies.
Yeah. So,
no,
like...
I'm deleting all social media. You'll never hear from me again after this podcast.
But what good does it do?
Yeah.
But what good does
but
it do?
Go to my Taylor Swift blog. It's a great
Yeah,
Tumblr.
My Tumblr. It's really good.
Swift on security, the Taylor Swift wannabe thing on Twitter for security is really, really cool on Twitter. Taylor Swift on security. Swift on security. I really like that one. But it's really cool. Look at it. It's awesome. It's awesome. But
it's
what
a crypto story.
But
maybe
what good does
this.
It do? Like, if you look at like what happened over in England, up in Manchester, tons of cameras around everywhere. You're not allowed to have encrypted devices inside of England. If you have something encrypted, like if you brought an encrypted device over to England and they want to get into it, you're required by law to give them the password and let them in.
Or they
in.
Can hold you indefinitely.
Correct, yeah. Jeez. There's a lot, tons of different hackers that like, will not bring their laptops to England, you know? Or if they do, like they'll bring like a crappy one. Like that's why the cool thing with TrueCrypt and VeraCrypt allows you to encrypt a folder on something and then hide that encryption. That was, I was like, well, that's stupid. Why is that there? For England. That's why that's
international
there.
Travel.
Yeah. Because you go to places like, well, I want in here. Well, if they can't see it, then they don't know it's there because most security guards don't really know anything about computers anyways.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And then worst case scenario, you know, they detain you indefinitely. You just remember about the huge can of whoop-ass General Washington opened up on them at Yorktown.
Yep. Mm-hmm. all right, so let's get back to the new scandal. Let's get back to the Andrew McCarthy article. You really highlighted a lot of this.
I pretty much just summarized what the main points are, because this is something that like he wrote about because he didn't want it to miss the news cycle and the faux outrage that it generated, because this didn't get picked up at all.
At all.
No one covered this, no major news outlet, and so he just didn't want the National Review to not even have one segment or one article weighing in on it. So he almost did basically an essay. And it's long, and if you really want to get into the details of why FISA decided to go ahead and release their findings, then you can. You can get into the nuts and bolts. He links to the PDF article. But at the end of the day, if you're a libertarian, you assumed this was all what was the case.
Right.
And it's just the politicizing that's really their perspective on it. Because he comes down on the side of this is a necessary tool in fighting the terrorist threat. But I just want to point out the blatant hypocrisy that because Obama did it, you know, he's scoring political points, cheap political points. For libertarians, it's that this is all wrong. It is just a continual, all it is for us is proof that, you know, words on paper aren't much of a guarantee whatsoever.
Got it. So yeah, check out that Andrew McCarthy article. This was originally brought forth by Circa News,
who I knew nothing about.
So Circa News, looking at Wikipedia, is an online news and entertainment service founded in 2012 by Matt, Ben, and Arsenio. Accessible via website and app. I think I may have seen the app and related social media. The feature services news stories and features consisting of individual bits of information. The service went offline for financial reasons and then relaunched in spring 2016 under the ownership of the media company Sinclair Broadcast Group. Okay, so
Out of New York?
So Sinclair Broadcast Group is aiming to become the largest broadcast network across the country. They're trying to gobble up Tribune as we speak. So like your local TV news station, you probably have a Sinclair Broadcasting Group. You have a Tribune. You have a Houghton Mifflin was in on it for a while.
They're basically buying Lynn up news. Like the ghosts of Gannett.
Exactly. And so Sinclair Broadcast Group is making a play to, it is the, looking at their, here's some facts. The company is the second largest television station operator in the United States behind Nexstar, and second by number of stations, largest by total of coverage, a total of 173 stations across the country and over 100 markets covering 40% of American households, most of which are in the South and Midwest. Sinclair also owns 3 Digital Multicast and the Tennis Channel.
Love the Tennis Channel.
Yeah, so they own Ring of Honor Professional Wrestling. So it is trying to buy Tribune Media. So it is, let's see, it is conservative leaning, and one of the controversies around Sinclair is that they, if you're on a station, they will sometimes send packages to the local TV stations and say you need to run this, and Sinclair,
this is the agenda basically,
right? And so Sinclair is basically sending these pre-produced, nationally produced pieces to their local stations and saying you got to run this. And they're more conservative-leaning. And so Sinclair is trying to go for more of a conservative angle on their local TV stations.
But sort of bottom-up.
Right. And there is some fear amongst News Corp and the Murdoch Group that they're going to buy the Newsmax network. So Newsmax was a website and magazine and now a TV network that is conservative-leaning.
There was a lot of talk that if Trump lost, he would, you know, fold in with that and create the Trump News Network.
Exactly right. And so O'Reilly, there's some rumors that O'Reilly is talking to Newsmax. And then one other, I forget what it was, but it was like had some, you know, American name to it that he might be looking
at. America One. They rent out the studios for their news coverage out of Washington Times, which or the Washington Times website, which is a more right libertarian leaning news online newspaper,
right?
That's whose studios they rent to do their 24-hour news broadcast.
Okay, so he's in talks with them, and there's some talk that Sinclair might be talking to them as well to make a run at the Fox News audience that is now being completely eroded. Rachel Maddow and MSNBC was number one in cable news for the first time. Now, going back in the past, you know, when magazines were, a magazine cat is a blog on paper.
Yeah, right, yes.
That gets mailed to your house.
I got Nickelodeon magazine.
Okay.
Nice.
And American Girl magazine, come on.
And so.
Did you collect the dolls?
I had one. I ripped it and set off. Continue, Spangle, sorry.
Wow. And psycho.
ISIS intensifies.
River, down just the river, not across the street.
Why, I'm a libertarian. Go on.
And so, what was I talking? Oh, so magazines
Sinclair.
That...
Yeah.
If Reagan was in office, then The Nation and The Progressive would expand by 100,000 subs. And when Bush would come in, the subs would go over to... You know, so whenever the opposite party's in power, the opposition becomes more like people want to watch
the counter.
They want to watch Fox News when Obama's in office. So
it's like Rush Limbaugh would have never been possible without Bill Clinton.
Right. And so that's why you have the growth of MSNBC right now. And so Fox News is starting to wane, and they've lost a lot of their major stars.
Well, they just really just said, you know what, we're just going to feed our audience what they want. And
right.
Ultimately, that kills you.
So, again, Sinclair is more conservative-leaning. Looking at...
They're actually kind of libertarian-leaning.
Yeah, so...
They have connections to the Cato Institute, right?
So looking at the political views section, in April 2017, Sinclair announced that it had hired Boris Efiston, who was briefly the White House Assistant Communications Director for Surrogate Operations for Trump and a senior advisor of Trump's campaign as Chief Political Analyst. And so what they're doing is they're sending these conservative-leaning pieces down to their local TV stations, and they're getting a lot of flack from those stations saying, hey, this is like propaganda, this is fake news, we don't want to run it. And so they're starting to battle back and forth with their affiliates over it, but they have to run it. It's in the contract. So,
They don't have a choice. They're owned
by Sinclair.
If they don't like it, they can go and try to be an independent, not-for-profit news organization.
Wish TV. Yeah, The Intercept. So that is where Circa comes from. That's really interesting. And then so it looks like...
I love how they deliver the news. Like that art. I don't know if you read through the article on their website.
No.
It is in these 140-character... basically mini paragraphs.
Right.
And then broken up with an infographic or a relevant picture to the, you just continue going down, and then it's numbered pages. And so it's an it's almost like reading a stream of tweets, but without like the breakup and like the retweet options. It makes it really, really easy to read and scroll through and get out the pertinent topics.
Well, it looks like their staff is just really like super, super millennial based. So a lot of like rare is the
Liberty Republican Caucus news outlet.
So rare is part of the Weekly Standard Group, or maybe it's actually part of who's the like Christian leaning
American conservative?
No, it's the people who own Salem Broadcasting.
Oh yeah,
Rare may be part of Salem Broadcasting. It's an
that would make sense
to millennials. So.
Jack Hunter.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All right. We have lost Kat and Harry.
They're making Rugrats memes.
What are you doing?
I was just over here listening, and Harry, who I do not know well, pulls up his computer, types into Google, "Hey Arnold," and then the popular cartoon from the 90s. And I reminder, I don't know this man that well, and he pulls up this picture of Helga Pataki, points at her, and then points at me.
That's a great comparison.
Honestly, yeah. It looks exactly like you.
Yeah. I do not have a unibrow. I do not have blonde
hair.
Well,
I wouldn't go, I don't have a unibrow.
Oh, well. I mean, yeah, you got the...
Right.
You have this Moses with a staff thing.
Unibrow.
Small break.
The mustache. You're very, like, Greek.
A little bit. Look, if we were all Hey Arnold characters right now, Chris, you're Arnold. Greg, you are... What is that guy's name?
Tommy.
Harold, you're Harold, and Harry's Gerald for obvious reasons.
What would that be?
Yeah, why would he be?
Show him the pic.
No, well, say it.
Oh. No, say it. Just go ahead and say it.
Because
say it.
Harry is the funny sidekick who likes sports.
Harry doesn't know shit about sports.
Yeah. Oh, well then, moving on.
No, we're going to explore that racist
comment
you made.
All right.
He is more than the color of his skin.
Yeah.
He's the creator of Bitcoin.
Whoa.
All right. We have to start wrapping up because I have to put my child to bed.
Yes.
It's
Helga.
Very late. It's past her bedtime.
That was a nice laugh.
Carry on.
All right.
I'm getting ruthlessly bullied.
You're not getting bullied.
Down the river, not across the stream.
You know what happens to when there's enough snowflakes? You get a blizzard.
And when there's a lot of baby boomers, well, people's healthcare gets taken away.
I like her already.
I love it that, you know, there isn't a baby boomer in this room by several decades.
Oh. Anyways.
Do you know
I remember when I fought the Vietnam War. Have you seen Forrest Gump? I knew him.
Yeah. Greg, do you know how awful it is to have Gen Z interns now? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's definitely the bulk.
My poor dental hygiene. Harold, my awkward one tooth that hangs out like I have met
from I hope his name's
I call
Harold.
That Elkhart yeah,
it's
formal.
Harold. It's Harold. Good. It's Harold. Yeah, there. It's Harold. Yeah.
I got to be honest. I hate having Gen Z interns now because they make me feel so old.
I'm not Gen Z, right?
Yeah, you are.
I thought I'm Gen Y.
No, you're Gen Z.
No.
Gen Y is millennial.
Sorry.
Are you sick?
Yeah, there's cats in the room.
Yes, there are.
Yep.
And she mm-hmm. is really something. I know.
Them deltoids, though.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Did you see her strike the pose?
Oh, my gosh.
She's basically a genetic freak.
The sad thing is that, going back to that, the sad thing is I read both descriptions, like characteristics for a millennial and a Gen Z, and mm-hmm. I am more like a millennial, probably.
Yeah. You definitely are.
Because your sister raised you in, like, a millennial, you
right.
know,
in a
cocoon.
Millennial way, mm-hmm. right, yes. And yes. I'm very, like, bitter and lazy. Mm-hmm. Go on.
I don't
Hence
feel.
Hence the GPA.
I don't feel like we're lazy. I'd say I'm bitter. I'm bitter as fuck.
Are you? I don't think you're bitter.
I'm driven by the hatred of people in my past.
Mm, that's true.
Yeah.
You told me the story
that's
of
the human experience.
Somebody from third grade.
Brad Patterson.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hope
really?
He listens.
Not anymore.
Everybody's driven from the hatred of their childhood. Mm-hmm. So I like Brad now.
What's so funny is you're so well liked and well spoken of by everyone.
I know. But
universally.
I know. But I just the slights over my 33 years drive me, Greg.
And yet they still think so highly of you.
I know.
Now.
I know. But you know, I'm hated by everyone, Greg.
I'm petty. No, right. You're not hated by anyone.
All right, let's finish up this episode. Final thoughts, Harry Price.
Well, if you don't know, you don't know. They collect everything.
All right.
It is what it is. They freaking collect everything, and there's different ways to like circumvent it and get around it. And if you know someone that is working hard in their basement, working on mesh networking technology, or try to get past it, try to befriend that person, help that person out, because you don't need it now. You probably don't need it next week, or you probably don't even need it at all. But you may know someone that will need it, that may need to help leaking something out to help somebody out. So, you know, support projects that do that, that gets things off that, you know. And when they look at net neutrality, you guys as libertarians know that it's a false prophet, that the SEC freaking sucks at everything they freaking do, or trying to regulate anything as a public utility. The FCC got us in this awful situation because different ISPs will spring up and go, and a lot of them are springing up. But the way that, you know, different fiber points are pointing up, there are new, you know, internet service providers that are popping up using nice WiMAX technology. Well, not nice WiMAX. That's not WiMAX. What is it? I forget the name of the technology. I'm just going to call it WiMAX because that's what I'm going to. That's what I thought.
Electricity?
No, what it basically is doing is shooting like Wi-Fi high up in the air, kind of like Wi-Fi, but a different signal frequency.
Internet air. Or internet Wi-Fi.
Correct. Basically,
through the air.
They're shooting like gigabit worth of speed to different endpoints, right? That. So basically, the main reason why it's hard to get ISP is because, well, how can you run these copper cables? You've got to have a public utility, or you got to have in with the government to run these cables everywhere, because, you know, even though they're public roads and public sewers and public pole lines, not anyone can just run cable up there.
Well, so, we can't track things as easily if there's multiple networks we yeah. don't have access to.
So what they're doing, a lot of people are doing, is taking going off the dark fiber lines that companies have ran or didn't do anything with, to dead buildings, decided to put companies there, take that fiber connection there, because that awesome fiber connection, and then just shoot out Wi-Fi connection through there, basically Wi-Fi connection out there to a neighborhood, and sell them basically internet service, which is kind of cool, because around that area and around that node, you have internet access. It's pretty cool.
It's like how there's, if you have Xfinity or Comcast or Bright House, that cable Wi-Fi that's like this Wi-Fi you have access to if you're one of their customers, mm-hmm. and you're out in public in any one of those Wi-Fi spots, only they charge you to access those, rather than you being an account. It's like a one-off, or you can be a monthly subscriber.
Correct, yeah. Also, be careful if you do use something like that.
They're downloading everything on your device.
No, it's not really that. My favorite honeypot in the world is to set up a faux Xfinity like Wi-Fi account. So this way, someone will to log into my faux account page to give me their Xfinity Wi-Fi like username and passcode, so I can use that to get hotspots and internet access anywhere.
Yeah, you're not doing it to be malicious. You're just trying to piggyback free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I just want free Wi-Fi. That's what I would do if I would do things like that. I'm not doing that, though. But if I would do something like that, that's how I would do it.
Like OJ's book, if I were to do it.
If I were to do it, I would do it like that. But yeah. That's pretty much everything I've got for that thing. Like, I'll probably do some more stuff out there. I'll post on my own like Facebook page about like keeping you guys safe on the internet. Mm-hmm. But that's what I'm going to say here.
Good deal.
Cool. Thank you again for having me on. It's been a blast.
Good job.
Thank you.
Has Rook. Your first weird? You've been excited about this for so long.
I have.
We've talked about it forever. Did it meet your expectations?
It did. Yeah, I contributed more than I thought I would be able to, being just a little young college student.
We need the normie perspective.
Huh?
We need the Helga normie perspective. You know, no. Slash bodybuilder slash
right.
Helga,
something like that. I've learned a lot. Had a good time. I hope to be back. And do something more than, you know, run errands and whatnot. And, it's good to take the information learned back.
Chop.
They're putting their drinks at me. But, it's good to take the information learned and discussed and bring it back to college where I, you know, fight social justice warriors using or exploiting their crippling anxiety and depression.
I think we should use her when she's, like, to give some, like, horror stories of the campus experience.
Oh,
because
yeah.
That's
oh,
something I write
so
about a lot because I just cannot stand snowflakes.
She...
Oh.
The Soviet left is here in America.
Kat Anagnos doesn't realize it, but she is the next Steven Crowder.
I don't know who that is.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But I'm
she was a friend of Abraham Lincoln's.
Right.
Oh.
We knew him.
He was the original name of John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, God.
Well, we knew him, too.
Right, yes. Thank you. It's been a blast. Hope to see you guys again. Follow me again at Kat Anagnos on all social media. Hashtag
you're going to get a lot of creepers, FYI, so be very selective in who you allow through.
Honestly, I'm desperate. No, I'm kidding.
She's a 20-year-old female in college. Creepers are all she knows.
Yeah, but thanks.
All right, good job. Greg? You did really well. I enjoyed it. And Harry, thank you for your expertise, as always, mm-hmm. Dr. Price. Glad you could come on and
Satoshi Nakamoto.
Yeah, we're going to talk after this.
Konnichiwa.
Listen,
No proof.
That's true. But yeah, I thought it was, you know, it was two autistic episodes, which, you know, we haven't done a deep dive in a while, but I thought we covered them well. Did you think so?
Absolutely. I enjoyed it.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, then, I'm ready to get out of here because I know you're ready to crash.
I'm so tired.
Me too.
The stats are in. California, you'd think Indiana would be our most listened to state. We're
right.
Based here in Indiana. California has the most listeners. It was Texas, and then now Texas. So I was surprised that California, more than any other state, has the bulk of We Are Libertarians listeners. I'll pull up the percentage here. Let me see here. Sorry,
I think
guys.
It was what 9,300 downloads were California. Then
it was pretty significant.
Then 8,100 or something.
10% of our audience is in California. 8% in Texas. 7% in Indiana. 6% in Virginia. 5% in Illinois. 3% in New York. 3% in Michigan. Then Pennsylvania. Unknown comes in at 3%. Georgia.
Russia.
Yeah, Georgia. Nope. Thanks to the Bittner bump, and then other came in, and other, I presume, is Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah.
So I just found it was interesting that California has 10% of our audience, and Texas as well. Love to come out. Our friend Tony Carlucci, love to come do a live show out there if we can make it work financially.
Get down to H-Town?
Get down to Texas and California and possibly Virginia. That'd be fun.
Do an in-live with Mark Claire and the Lions of Liberty?
Absolutely. Now, he offered to let us come out and do it at his family water park that he works at, and they have no PA system, but he's like, you can get free tickets, and you guys can't cuss. I was like,
Mark Claire?
No, Tony Carlucci in Houston. But he said we can share a room. There's one bed and you and I get to snuggle.
I have two fraternity brothers that live in Houston. They'll put us up for free.
Awesome. So yeah, maybe coming to a Texas or a California near you. So hit us up if you can seriously help us make it work. We'd love to come out and do a live show in your area. If you've got a convention or anything as you start planning for next year, we don't charge at this point.
No.
Cover airfare and and the hotel and all that stuff, or the lodging or whatever, and we'll come out. We'll do
a
show.
Low maintenance. You don't have to pay it for a hotel. We'll chill, you know, in a spare room or whatever.
Yeah. So as long as it's not dirty. I'm a bit of a germ freak.
That's true.
Yeah. Make sure the sheets are clean.
Well, all libertarians are very messy, so.
I know.
That's good, you know, good observation so far.
So, all right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Harry. Thank you, Kat. So glad to finally have you on the podcast, Kat, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Greg, thank God you live.
Thank God you plowed through. You didn't have it in yet because you've been up so many days in a row so early. Yeah. You know, this is the busiest week, maybe the year for you.
Absolutely.
So you are, you've honored your commitment and plugged through.
Yep. So I'm a hero. I don't want to admit it.
Kind and benevolent.
But I have to say, I'm a bit of a hero. All right. Thanks, guys, so much. As always, if you love this episode, if you love this podcast, share it with your friends. We get better and better and better. And as always, we promise
to do better next time.
Thank you for listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Get our other shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.